Republicans have come to dominate Tennessee in recent years, but the party's appeal has largely been to white voters, even though Tennessee, along with the nation, is being reshaped by millennials and immigration. As they search for their next star, some in the state GOP thinks it's time to look more broadly. WPLN's Chaz Sisk has the story.
Do you mind if I just preach for just 2 or 3 minutes? Get warmed up. Can you give me an amen on this side? Can I get an amen on this side?
On a July night 2 summers ago, more than 1,400 Republicans turned out at Nashville's new convention center for a speech by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Many were still reeling from the GOP's drubbing in the previous election, a loss largely attributed to the party's ossifying base. But Scott represented a fresh start, charismatic, young, African-American. His gospel-inflected message was meant to fire them up. It wasn't going to be easy.
God said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And you'd say, all right, we'll just keep working on you for a little while.
The Republican mood has rebounded since then. They grabbed control of Congress and in Tennessee easily held on to the governor's office and the state legislature. But one thing that isn't improving for the GOP is the look of the party. African Americans, Latinos, Asian Americans all were more likely to vote for a Democrat in 2014. The Tennessee GOP's executive director, Brent Leatherwood, says that needs to change.
You know, the Republican Party cannot continue to just be seen as the party of old white men. We believe that our principles of less government, lower taxes, more freedom, we think that speaks to people from all kinds of backgrounds.
So the Tennessee Republican Party has begun to search for its own Tim Scotts. GOP activists have quietly built relationships with African-American ministers and held workshops for immigrants who own small businesses. They've formed a club for Latinos in Memphis. They've joined international celebrations in Nashville. And slowly, the Tennessee GOP seems to be growing a little less white.
Just say your name for me, please.
Okay. It's Sabi, S-A-B-I. It always draws a good laugh when I say it's just like Kemosabi.
Sabi Kumar, who also goes by the nickname Doc, grew up in Northwest India. He studied at the same medical school as the father of Nikki Haley, the Indian-American governor of South Carolina. Kumar immigrated to Miami in 1970 to become a surgeon. Later, he took a job in Springfield, a town of just over 16,000 people between Nashville and the Kentucky border. There, Kumar met his wife, joined the local Methodist church, and raised a daughter. He didn't get involved in politics until last year, when he decided to take on 3 other Republicans for a seat in the State House of Representatives.
People were excited, people were positive, people were extremely supportive. You know, one of the lessons I learned through the process is that people will surprise you.
Kumar was elected easily. He beat his nearest competitor in the GOP primary by 15 percentage points and ran unopposed in the general election. His immigrant background rarely came up. Instead, Kumar says, voters seem to view him as someone they were familiar with.
If we were to calculate that I saw 50 patients a week over 37 years, that is almost 90,000 patient interactions or encounters. I absolutely did not feel any sense at all that because of my ethnic background, I was at a disadvantage at all. And I think certainly the results of the polling prove that.
I think it's a little bit unrealistic for us to expect the Republican Party as a whole to basically do an about-face. But I think little by little what you're going to see is non-traditional Republican candidates.
Efren Perez studies how different ethnic groups view politics. The Vanderbilt professor believes diversity should be a priority for the Republican Party, just not for the reasons many people often cite.
What's the purpose of these candidates? Who is that good for? What it actually does is it helps white Republican voters who maybe aren't as hard-edged as some of their co-partisans. I think those are the types of people that actually respond to these non-traditional candidates.
For the most part, non-traditional Republicans, like Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and Utah's newly elected Congresswoman Mia Love, downplay their ethnicity. As a result, they don't appeal much to minority voters. Perez believes many white Republicans across the nation, especially those who live in diverse urban and suburban districts, embrace non-traditional candidates.
And I think that's who it helps. And I think this is why Republicans are still basically electorally competitive, right?
By some measures, Tennessee is the whitest state in the South. Since its data shows, only 1 in 4 of its residents comes from a minority group. But the state does have fast-growing Muslim, Asian, and Latino communities. It may be from within those circles that the next Republican star in Tennessee emerges. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.